This is The Naked Scientists, and this is Chris, Dave and Kat in the studio. Today we are taking on your science questions. Hit us with them. Still to come, our lovely Diana Carroll is going to find out why songs get better the more you hear them, and we're also making a pot of black tea to drop milk into for our kitchen science. But first, the credit crunch. It's happening all around us. It's like the entire world has got PMT. House prices are falling. The prospect of borrowing money even to buy a house or a shoebox in London is a virtual impossibility. But why is this happening? And what's science got to do with it? Well, it turns out that two human hormones, testosterone and cortisol, both of which are known as steroid hormones, could be partly to blame for this complete chaos that we've been seeing recently. And we sent Meera Senthilingam to find out why.
In light of the current economic situation, I've come down to the City of London, to the trading floor of GFI Group. I've come here to find out what underlies the actions taking place here to determine our market. Could human behaviour be playing a vital role in the state of our economy? Well, to help me look into this is John Coates from the Judge Business School at Cambridge University, who's here with me now. Hello, John.
Hello.
So, John, how do the markets really work?
Well, essentially what we're doing in markets are buying and selling assets issued by either private companies or the government. And the job of traders is to buy and sell these securities, and in deciding whether to buy or sell them, they have to make an assessment of the return they're going to make on these assets over the life of holding them and the risk involved.
So you've been looking into the physiology of traders in the City of London. What have you been looking into?
We've been following up a hunch I had when I was working on Wall Street during the dot-com bubble. I was struck by the fact that traders at the time were acting very different from the way they acted before the bubble and after the bubble. They were displaying classic symptoms of mania. They were overconfident. They had racing thoughts, diminished need for sleep. And they were carrying themselves in such an odd way, I began to suspect that there was a chemical involved. The second thing I noticed was that women were relatively unaffected by the frenzy surrounding the dot-com bubble. During that time, I was splitting my time between the trading desk and Rockefeller University on the Upper East Side. And there I came across a very, very powerful model that's been tested in a number of different animal species. And I thought this model may be applicable to the financial markets. In this model, it's called the winner effect. Two male animals go into a competition. Their testosterone levels rise in preparation for this competition. The winner comes out of that competition with even higher levels of testosterone, while the loser comes out with lower levels. The winner may go into the next round of competition with an already elevated levels of testosterone, and this can give him an added advantage. It has effects on muscles and the cardiovascular system, but more importantly, it affects his confidence and his appetite for risk. So he goes into this competition with a slight edge. It's what happens in the end game of this model. It's really interesting. As the testosterone levels build up in these male animals, they become overconfident. So, for example, they go out in the open too much. They pick too many fights. They patrol areas that are too large, and they neglect parenting duty. So they suffer an increased rate of predation. And that's exactly what I was observing in traders during the dot-com bubble in New York. They take risks that are, quite frankly, stupid.
So how did you go about actually testing this in city traders?
I got access to a trading floor in the city, and we took salivary steroids from a group of traders over a two-week period to test that steroids were, in fact, responding to the money they were making and losing in the market, and whether this in turn was affecting their trading performance.
And what did you find?
We found that the traders, if they had high testosterone levels in the morning relative to their median levels, they made a lot more money for the rest of the day than they did on days when they had low testosterone.
Well, when most people think of testosterone, they obviously associate it largely with males. So does this then mean that females are relatively unaffected?
Women have about 10% of the testosterone as men, so it's entirely possible that they're not subject to this kind of overconfidence.
But you were also looking into levels of cortisol as well, weren't you?
That's right. In the current environment, that may be the more interesting steroid. When the market turns around and turns into a crash, what can happen is that cortisol, which is a stress hormone, can become elevated in the bodies of traders. And cortisol, if you're exposed to it chronically at high levels for a long period of time, it can have a devastating effect on both the mind and the body. In terms of affecting traders' decisions, what it can do is affect the memories you recall. You tend to recall bad memories, negative precedents. You tend to see risk where maybe there is none. You become fearful, you feel anxiety, and we think that decreases a trader's appetite for risk. So while testosterone is causing people to take too much risk in the bubble, cortisol is causing them to take too little risk in the crash.
So what do you think the current situation is now? Do you think that there are going to be higher levels of cortisol in the traders at the moment?
it's not only how far the market has fallen, but it's how long it's been falling. So these traders have been under stress for almost a year and a half now. Their cortisol levels must be elevated. I'm sure that there's a very good chance it's affecting their decisions.
And you were mentioning that long-term effects of cortisol will have long-lasting effects on their mind's activity. Is this something that companies should think about?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's something the Bank of England should be thinking about. Economics is built on the assumption that economic agents are rational, that they respond to price signals. So if you increase the price of something like money by raising interest rates, people will stop buying securities, but they don't in a bubble. On the flip side, during a crash or a depression, they lower interest rates, and economic agents are supposed to respond to that by buying assets so they look more attractive. But if these steroids are reaching such a level in our bodies that we become price insensitive, then monetary policy may no longer work. And in fact, that's what we see.
And so do you think if the banks and the companies understood this physiology a bit more, that they could work together, say, with neuroscientists to try and get out of the economic situation that we're in at the moment?
We're in a bit of a mess at the moment. Cortisol is a hormone that responds not just to, like, loss or injury, loss being, in this case, losing money. It also responds more powerfully to situations of novelty, uncertainty, and uncontrollability. And so within banks, I think it's extremely important, although very difficult to do, of course, to create an environment that minimizes the trader's feeling of uncontrollability. Managers think they have to be sort of proactive, as they say in business speak, to show that they're doing something to improve situations. And usually what they're doing is threatening to fire people. That's exactly the wrong thing you should be doing. We need some positive shock to come into the system of the very sort they're talking about right now, like the bailout package passed in the U.S. last week and being discussed this week in Britain and Europe to break this downward spiral of risk preferences.
So it's all down to men's hormones. That was John Coates, who's a senior research fellow in neuroscience and finance at the Judge Business School at Cambridge University. He was talking to Meera Senthilingam about how our hormones can make the difference between going for gold and going broke on the stock exchange. Kat.